Blog Talk Radio.
Today, family and friends gathered to lay George Floyd to rest. The emotional funeral held today in Houston, more than 2 weeks after the
There's nothing worth more I could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're all it being whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of blood. My heart becomes free. My shame is over. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, whoa, your glory.
Let us become more aware of your presence.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. We want to thank God for today, and I want to thank everyone for calling in today. I want to ask is Brother Dave. I don't believe he have called in. I believe he's having issues with his phone line. But nevertheless, let us welcome the Holy Spirit. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit, as the song is saying.
Make us aware every day.
Make us aware of your glory. Make us aware of your presence. Make us aware, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we move forth, God, that you would just give a word, Father, so that your people who have called in can receive what you have for them today. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I say yes, hallelujah, and amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says, always be ready. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up Brother Dave by the Spirit of the Lord, that everything is well with his phone. Amen. But again, I just want to just briefly come before you and just encourage you in the Lord. We're going to talk about help. I can't breathe. Help. I can't breathe. Amen. We're going to release a prophetic word. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see where we're coming from. If you will get your Bibles, amen, and just turn to Psalms 150. Psalms 150 and 6. Amen. I want to challenge the listeners to look into themselves and to make sure that your worship matches your walk. Does your worship, hallelujah, does your worship match your walk? Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible says, we're talking about Psalms 150, and I'm going to read verse 6. I hope that you have the Bible before you. Psalms 160 and verse 6. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I was calling in to listen to a word. But the Bible says, be also ready to be ready. Praise God. Amen. Let's see what we got. We're going to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I have several scriptures I want to give you. I just want to make sure that you are, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As I collect what I'm doing, I want to make sure you got your Bibles out and that you're ready to hear a word. I know you are, and that I'm ready to give you a word. Glory to God. Psalms 150 and verse, Jesus. Let's see what we have. Psalms 160, verse 6, and the Bible says, in verse 6, let everything that have breath. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. What is that? Let everything that have breath, that praise the Lord. Amen. So do you have breath in your body? And if you have breath in your body, if you're going to do what Psalms 150 verse 6 says, you should be praising the Lord. But I want to ask you a question today. Do your worship match your walk? Do your life match your talk? Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So we praise the Lord on Sundays. We praise the Lord on, if your Bible class is on Wednesday, maybe you do it on Wednesday. But are you walking that walk that's required of you? Everything that have breath, praise the Lord. For God is causing a major change in the earth realm. Haven't you noticed? It will not be business as usual ever again. We know that the situation that we have been dealing with concerning Lloyd, Brother Lloyd, and it's an awesome thing to be able to breathe, to just breathe, and to think of not being able to breathe for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Enemy, knee on your neck. That knee on your neck can represent so many things. It doesn't literally have to be a person's knee. It can be a situation. It can be your finance. It can be a number of things. What is causing you not to breathe? What is causing you not to live? What is causing you to be held back from walking in God's best? Can you imagine yourself saying, can't breathe? Have you ever been able to not breathe? Glory to God. I want everyone that's listening to me to just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And begin to just breathe. I can't breathe. Glory to God. I can't breathe. I want you to take a deep breath. And then I want you to hold your breath. Don't hold it long. Just hold it enough to feel not being able to breathe. Not being able to take some oxygen in. Not being able to move forward. Not being able to breathe. Amen. You know, life is filled with so many things that we take for granted. And breathing is one of them. Here's a taste of a song that came to my spirit as I began to talk. And I know you all may have heard this song. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to recite it. Amen. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Listen. Do you believe that his breath that you're breathing is his and he's living inside of you? And wherever you go, that he may be also? Do you believe that this is the air, he's the air that you're breathing? He's the air that we're breathing. I want you to look at it like this. This is my daily bread. Your very words spoken to me. When God breathes on you and you wake up and see another day, it's your daily bread. Your very words that God speak, he speak it to you, and you receive your daily bread from him. So I want to encourage you that his presence is living inside of you. That's why you're able to breathe. Just breathe. You know, sometimes you might just take a deep breath when you fed up. You'd be like, sometimes you may feel like you're suffocating and you can't breathe. Floyd, he said, I can't breathe. I'm going to still regurgitate those lyrics. And I'm desperate for you. And the song says, and I'm lost without you. So today, I'm talking about help. I can't breathe. Help. I can't grow. Help. I can't manifest. Help is all the same thing. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Unfortunately, we don't really tap in to what God has given us as our life support. You know, we're barely breathing. We're barely living. Lost people just smothering and think that they're okay. God wants us to breathe. What does that mean to you? God wants us to live life in the fullness. Why? Because he's God and he's breathing on us daily. I believe that we struggle on worship. I believe that we don't take worship to the level that we should. You know, I believe that because our struggle is in our worship, that our struggle is not breathing so that we can live. Your worship birthed out some things. Your worship began to make you more fulfilled. Your worship caused the enemy to flee. Your worship take you into the presence of the Lord. Your worship, begin to ask the Lord to breathe on you, breathe on you. Ask him to breathe on you. Let the devil know, I won't be dry bones. I won't barely live. I want you to listen to the words of this song. When God began to breathe on you, you are set free. There's nothing that is impossible to them that believe. Are you desperate to praise God? You know, each week, each day, each minute, each second, every opportunity you get, you want to praise God. In Psalms 150, verses 1 through 5. It's a good example of praising God to the extent that God can use you like never before, because praises open up the door. Praises cause the enemy to leave. Praises cause the enemy to depart from thee. Why? Because you're going into a place, you're going into a territory that the enemy does not choose to be. So we fight these battles that should be filled with praise. Listen what Psalms 150, and I'm going to read 1 through 5. Hey, kararaboshe. There's a praise on the inside. The Bible says in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him for the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrels and the dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipes. Praise him with the clashes of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him. What is that saying to you? Praise is always good. You know, do you find yourself hungry for God's word? You know, do you have an appetite that's overwhelming for God's word? Listen, in Psalms 19, verses 7 through 14. See, we're talking about breathing. When you praise God, you have to breathe. I can't breathe. Why? Because I'm not praising God like I can or like I should or like I would if I was hungry for his presence. And the Bible says, the law of God is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statute of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precept of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is pure, endeavoring forever. The decree of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, hallelujah, than honey for the honeycomb. By them your servants are warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But we who can discern their own error, forgive their hidden faults. Keep thy servant also from willful sin. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, ignorant of great transgressions. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart pleasing, hallelujah, in your sight, Lord, rock, my rock and my redeemer. And I have read from the NIV version of Psalms 19, verses 7 through 14. You know, the word is good. Do you have a desire to give back to God as he blessed you? Or are you just looking to be blessed? Are you looking to get a word? Are you looking to just God to bless you? See, God wants us to have a strong appetite to be a blessing. And here at Kingdom Builders, we're blessed to be a blessing. God wants us to bless somebody. I want to give you just a couple more scriptures to substantiate. You need to breathe. We all need to breathe. If we can't breathe, we're at the end of the road. Amen. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, hallelujah, just breathe. Chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. And the Bible says, remember this, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. So each of you shall give what you have decided in your heart to give, never reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now that scripture is not necessarily talking about finance. That scripture is talking about the whole picture. Give your praise, give your worship, give your time, give your love, give your forgiveness, give, give, give. Don't ever say you don't have time to give to the work of ministry, the work of the Lord. Are you ever desperate enough to pray for the needs of others? That's giving. Giving. I'm telling you, when you're giving, you're breathing. When you're breathing, you're living. God is good. I'm telling you, God's trying to speak to his people. It's just not by accident what we're going through right now. And the man of God said, I can't breathe. He was speaking prophetically. He was speaking to a people, the people who are called by the name of the Lord. I can't breathe. Our ancestors couldn't breathe. God wants you to breathe because God has favored you. God has chosen you. God has chosen you. You're going to breathe, and God's going to provide. Amen? Amen. I'm going to give you this last scripture. Hallelujah. I told you I wouldn't be with you too long, but I want to give you Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. We're talking about just breathe. Just breathe. When you breathe, when you sing, when you praising, you have to be able to breathe. Amen. Who holds us back in the church today? What holds you back? What is holding you? What are you waiting on? You know, if you got a gift, you got a talent, if you got anything that belongs to the Lord that he have lent you, the Lord is saying, give it back to me. I want it back. I want my stuff. You know, we're holding on to what is meant for others. But Philippians 4 and verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. Listen how he say handle it. He says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. What is that? By prayer and petition. Then he said, with thanksgiving, present yourself to the Lord. Expect some things to happen. You know, no relationship with God means that you're not saved. You can't be saved and don't have a relationship with God. That relationship is because you believe that he is your Savior. You believe that Jesus died. You believe that he didn't stay dead. You believe that he's the Son of God. That, what that does, that develops your relationship. You know, sometimes we say we have a relationship. Sometimes we say we know God. Sometimes we say we're saved, but our actions don't represent a saved life. I got to breathe. I have to praise him. I have to acknowledge him. I have to praise him. Because when I praise him, when I talk to him, he talked back. And when I talk to him again. He talks back. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. I know you know the story. I know you know what I'm talking about. But your name may be on the church roll, and you may have a title, and you may even have a position in the church. You may be even given an assignment in the church. But are you breathing? You know, we constantly complain. We constantly griping. We're moaning. If things don't go your way, you're miserable. You know, I just feel like that the people of God are not desperate for God. You know, we don't long for him. We long for what we desire. You know, we're not hungry for the work of ministry. We don't have an appetite to work the work of him that sent us. We're not thirsty to drink his living water. You know, we don't want his kingdom or his church to grow in us, especially if the people are not like us. We think we more. We think we better. Now, I'm not speaking of all. It's just some. These little tiny few, amen? But in God's word, in Matthew 25 and verse 31 and 36, all the way down to 46, it's talking about the lack of relationship with God. And when we don't have a relationship, I don't care how much church you got. I don't care how much activity you got in the church. I don't care how much you think that you're doing kingdom work. Hallelujah. I'm not talking to no one specific. I'm talking to everyone, and I'm talking to myself first. We're not breathing when we lack a relationship with God. You might have a relationship with friends. You might have a relationship with family. You might have a relationship with everybody else. But until we have a relationship with God, we're not breathing. We need Jesus. We can't praise the Lord. Why? Because we can't breathe. Hallelujah. We say we saved, but sin is still present. We're a Christian, and you know that you are, but sin in your life. And God hates sin. And sin separates us from God. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. We're going to get paid. You know, we say we want to get paid. You do say, I want to get paid. I want to get paid. Everybody want to get paid in the church. You're going to get paid because the wages of sin is death. Death is the payment. Sin, when it's present in your life, the Bible says that we are separated from God. So we will struggle until we confess and repent. God wants us to reach a point of desperation. Sometimes he will allow us not to breathe so we can cry out for God's help. We got to ask God to forgive us. When we say help, we're asking God to help us. We're asking him to forgive us. We have to walk away and repent. We're saying, help. And in Isaiah 55 and 6, I love this scripture. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. We got to get it while it's going. Amen. Because one day, we're not going to be able to breathe at all. I can go on and on and on and on with this, but I'm going to pick it up on tomorrow. I'm on every Wednesday. Unless something come up, I'm normally here on the line to sow into the people of God. Allow God to breathe on you. Allow him to breathe in your life so your thinking don't match up. Amen. Sometimes we just think a certain way. And we could be just as wrong as two white shoes. Sometimes we speak a certain way. God wants us to breathe. God wants us to grow. God wants us to change. God wants us to become. Michelle Obama wrote that book, Becoming. We're all becoming, but what are we becoming? You know, I posted something on social media today. When God gives me scriptures, I just post them, you know, and it's something because I've always have gotten a response from others when they read it, and they'll say things like, that's just what I needed. That blessed me today. The Lord is asking his people to have a relationship. So when you get a shortness of breath, that you're able to breathe. Amen. And what I posted was this. And when these things began to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draw nigh. Luke 21 and 28. You know, I just thank God because I understand that when we're able to live life with God in it, we're breathing. You know, we take, I can't breathe, and we understand that it's killing me softly. If I'm not manifesting and becoming what God called me to become, I'm not breathing. I'm not living. If I'm not praising God from the inside out, I'm going through the motion. Amen? God wants us to breathe. God wants us to have a relationship. God wants us to be authentic. God wants us to realize that we need him. We can do nothing without him. And you know what? Truly, I'm glad about it. Amen, because I need him. So I want to encourage you to sing your songs like David. Do your dance. Praise God. You know, I read the scripture. Let everything, hallelujah, let everything praise the Lord, because strongholds are broken when you get out of yourself. You have a problem, go praise the Lord. Things ain't going right, go praise the Lord. And David said in Psalms 124, he said, if the Lord had not been on my side, he said, the Lord, the people would have attacked us. But the enemy couldn't take you out. Why? Because the Lord is on your side. So because he's on your side, every opportunity that you get, praise the Lord. Laugh at the devil. Don't get all miserable because the enemy acting up. Laugh, sing, dance. Do just the opposite. You're going to win every single time. There's power in your praise. Be desperate for God. But while you're in that place of desperation, I want to encourage you to cry out and ask for forgiveness. I want to encourage you to repent. I want to encourage you to be hungry for God for real. I want you to be hungry to ask God to direct you. Be hungry and ask God to lead you. Be hungry and ask God to make provision and to protect you and your family as you're thirsty for him. And I'm telling you, if you try it, you'll like it. You know, people all around the globe are miserable during this pandemic. And guess what? Misery love company. You know, if you're around someone and they're negative, every single time they open their mouth, they're negative. I want you to put on your mask. Amen. You know, the mask you wear on your mouth so you can't talk. And if you're not talking, maybe they'll be quiet. But then start praising the Lord with your mask on. Amen. Maybe they'll get it. We wear a mask at church. I'm not talking about the COVID-19 mask, but we wear a mask. And normally we want to look our best. We want to act our best. but we really, on the inside, it's like we lost our best friend. Why? Because we're not praising God like he wants us to. You know, when Paul and Silas, remember the story when they were in prison. And remember, they began to praise God. Hallelujah. And the prison jail cell came open. I could imagine when they began to praise him under the struggle, under the suffering, under the pressure. And then the praise was so deep. I could imagine that my God began to tap his feet because that praise was good to him. And as he kept tapping his feet, the earth began to thunder and the clouds began to tremble. And he kept patting his feet. And guess what? The jail cell came open. Listen, open up those jail cells. Breathe. Say, I'm not weak, I'm strong. Speak to your situation and thank God in everything, because he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Just know that he's always, always there. He's waiting on you to take the mask off and be authentic with him, because he's all knowing. It's a joy being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is a joy. And in the last scripture, the Bible says that in his presence is the fullness of joy. So if you're looking for joy, get in his presence. If your mind is not made up, get in his presence. I cannot say enough about having a good relationship with God. Having a good relationship. Because it is a peace, passive, all understanding. They go with you wherever you go. Amen. Glory to God. Well, again, I'm excited and delighted that I was able to stand in the gap for my brother, Brother Dave. But I want to encourage everyone on the line that you will say yes to the Lord. Say yes. Whatever you want, God. Whatever you need, God, me to do, I'll do. I'll go. I'll say. Whatever you need me to do, whatever you need me to say, send me. Guess why I say that? Because when he send you, he going to send you equipped. He going to send you qualified for the task, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. See, Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, and guess what? We're seated there too, in Christ. We're in him, and he's in us. I can't say enough, but I love you with the love of Christ, and I encourage that you step out in faith and begin to get naked before the Lord. Have nothing hidden. So when he calls you home, you be waiting for the clouds to crack, and then he come. He's coming for you. And then on his arm, he's going to have a symbol, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We got a lot of kings, a lot of lords, but he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, and he's coming to get us joy and knowing that you can breathe today. It's joy and knowing that God wants to use you. It's joy in knowing that you can praise him and the mountain will come down. You can praise him and the valley will be built up. I'm going to stop right there. But I want to let you know that God has favored you. Don't let no one tell you that you don't have the favor of God. Once you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the enemy going to attack you. The enemy going to make you feel that you're not equipped and you're not qualified. Well, maybe you're not. But guess what? You're open to God and you got a relationship and you can hear him. And when you hear his voice, you just open your mouth and say whatever he tells you to say. You're equipped and you're qualified. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It is my pleasure to talk and give a word on behalf of my daddy, Abba Father. Amen, amen. if you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to put us in your budget. Sow into the ministry. We're doing something. And I'm telling you, every seed that you sow, go back into the grounds of the kingdom. And it's going to come back to you 100-fold. Go to Giveify. Just download the app. Whenever we come in your spirit, just sow a seed. Because it's not for us. It is for you. Because when God called you, he's going to look at all the seeds that you sowed into good foundation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, again, I want to thank everyone. And I want to just encourage you today. Step out on faith. Have the spirit of a soldier. Be a soldier. Don't let nothing cause you to turn back. And as Mom would always says, stay on the wall. Don't come down. Stay on the wall. Amen. Show someone some love today. Forgive somebody. Just let them off the hook. Don't let no one hold you hostage. And with that being said, I'm going to end with one of my favorite songs. I usually open up with it because we all need it. Amen. God bless everyone. I will be here tomorrow, same time, same place. You can meet me here if you would. God bless you. We love you. Elder and I, we send much love to you and your family and every single thing that you endeavor to do. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day. Amen. Everybody need it. I'm talking about grace. God bless you all.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
Oh, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven,
we need you to heal it.
There's a child crying out right now.
Oh, heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh, heaven,
we need
you
to heal it.
All the land, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land, whoa.
We need you to heal it.
Ooh, America,
heal it.
And all of the nations,
heal it.
Politics, yeah,
heal it.
Family,
heal it.
Planet Earth,
heaven, we need you to heal it.
And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Love is genuine.
I had my share. Of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory.
Glory.
When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
Story.
And I know.
You favor me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall,
would not bend,
won't compromise.
God's
favor.
spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise. I speak prosperity
and I speak health.
In question, but he favored me.
Will not
I promised him.